to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. It's still raining here, but, you know, it's been weeks of rain. I think I've said it on, like, the past three or four episodes. It's raining.
It's been a very gray January, indeed.
Oh, my God.
Usually January's a little sunnier than this.
It usually is.
The other day, I was like, where is the sun even?
Yeah.
It came out for a few minutes over the weekend, and literally a few minutes.
Do you remember, like, when...
The sun?
No. Do you remember the sun? No. Do you remember, like, it was, like, early fall when, like, the Farmer's Almanac came out, and it was, like, you're going to have, like, the most horrendous winter. There's going to be, like, winter storms all over the place. I'm worried, because now I'm thinking that they're all going to come in February and March.
They could, but I also kind of think that maybe they've been getting them a little bit further north than us.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Because, you know, we're on the shore. We get different weather.
I know. But it's weird. Like... It's just weird. On the shore, we've been getting snow, which is we don't normally get, snow and ice, which is weird because normally we are not the same as the rest of the state. We get rain.
Yeah.
And it's been a little weird. And I'm not a fan.
Okay.
And
fair.
Yeah. And I do remember the sun.
Me too. I took my D3 this morning thinking like, sure, it'd be nice to get this naturally.
Oh my gosh, right? It's so weird. Like, whenever you look outside, it's so gray. So, yeah, weird. But, yeah.
Yeah, what can
you
do?
It's still raining.
It's still raining.
And I swear, if they say, like, this summer, oh, it's a drought, I'm going to be like, wait a second. We got to find a way to store and harness that rain from the winter.
We need, like, community rain barrels.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah. So there's that. What's new with you?
I have a dog. A new
dog. Oh, my God.
I mean, we already have Bandit, and we still have Bandit. Nothing happened to Bandit. He's fine.
he's fine.
He's a little cranky right now, but he's fine.
She is the cutest dog in the world.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her name is Beatrice, a.k.a. Trixie. She's a Pembrokeshire Corgi, and she's tricolored, and she's currently... laying by your feet, which is very sweet. She's
probably
guarding
she's
you.
Like, she's like, this woman smells like 87 dogs. She must run a kennel somewhere.
Hey, you're an instant win with her. It's
there
all
you
good.
Go.
It's
there
all
go.
Good.
Yeah, so she's here, and I have to tell you, like, the only thing I hear is her little tippy taps.
Yes.
And, like, it's so funny, because, you know, of course, with my dogs at home, it's like, you hear, like, of course, Lizzie's trademark is being Jacob Marley with her, you know, collar. Or, like, Wednesday, it's her breathing. Like, the breathing sounds like you're getting one of those prank phone calls. Remember those?
God,
remember when people used to do those? So it's kind of like she's so quiet. All of a sudden, I hear, like, this little, like, tip, tap, tip. And I'm like, what? What's that? Because I'm expecting, like, these other noises.
Yeah, her collar doesn't have any tags on it. Okay. She does have a rabies tag number.
Right, right.
I don't have a tag for it right
okay.
now.
Okay, okay.
And we haven't gotten her license yet.
Okay.
So she doesn't have any jingles. She just has the collar itself.
Yeah, no Jacob Marley.
No Jacob Marley. She will.
Yeah.
She will. And then when you combine that, when she shakes her head, the ears really flop around.
Yeah, yeah.
Her giant pointy ears. I love them.
Yeah, no, the ears are totally cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that she's a nice addition to our podcast right now.
I think so, too.
And, she's so cute. Oh, my gosh. She's so small. Like
she is. She's about 22 pounds.
Just, like, a great size.
She's a really great size because she's big enough that, like, you don't have to worry about stepping on her.
Yep.
And she's small enough that you can move her if you have to.
Yep.
So she's just right for me, especially because we live in a little room.
Yeah.
A big dog in there wouldn't really.
No,
work.
She's adorable.
She
I think that she's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank
How
you.
Old is she?
She's three.
Three. Okay.
Three and a half, I think.
Okay.
So she's a good age. She's just starting to get into the age when she'll start to calm down a little bit.
Do we know her actual birthday, or are
yes.
we going to? Oh, we do. Okay.
It was on her microchip.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Registration card.
Okay.
Her birthday is July 7th.
So July 7th. That makes her.
A cancer.
Yeah. And I almost said that too. I was so close.
Just like
wow, a cancer. Okay.
She's 4 days before my mom.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's great.
And I kind of think that my old dog Bear sent her to me.
You think so?
I do. I don't think she's him reincarnated, okay. Uh-huh. But I think he sent her to me.
Okay. I think that makes total sense to me. So, you know, how sweet is that? Oh, my gosh. He's looking out for you.
Always
looking out for you. Okay. So, Cancer, July 7th. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like it. I think that's probably a really good mix. You guys have a good zodiac mix.
We do. Cancer and Capricorn go really, really well together.
Yeah. Well, you already know because you're mom. So, like you guys are buds. So, you guys are going to be like best friends.
She's the best
friends. I'll sing you my song later when we're not on the podcast.
I understand. I also have zero plans to ever sing on our podcast.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. I have a lot of songs that I sing to my dogs and, Trinity has pointed out that like our neighbors can sometimes hear them because, you know, neighbors. I'm singing them loud and like they're literally like walking down their driveway. I'm like, I don't care.
It's all good.
Maybe just keep them away from me. Sorry, neighbors. But
the dogs deserve songs.
Yeah. So I like to sing to the dogs. I'm not quite sure the dogs appreciate it.
Okay.
Or if the dogs are running away from the sound of my voice.
So they are actively running away.
So they're actively not.
As long as you're not chasing them and cornering them.
No, it's not like all of a sudden I start singing and they're running towards me and it's like this beautiful like Sound of Music
moment.
You know? Yeah. No, this is more like I'm singing and everybody's like, how the hell do we get out of here? Can we break through this fence, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. But, you know, if you're enjoying it.
I enjoy it.
And you're not chasing them down, then it's all good.
And when I do it inside, they just kind of, like, look at me and give me that side eye, like, what is your problem? She's having an episode.
You guys might hear this occasionally because Trixie has this new toy that Victoria and Trinity got her along with a new little bed, and I'm just trying to keep reminding her that they're here because she's so excited to be in the shop again.
I know, and I feel bad because she's just like laying on the floor.
I mean, we can put this under the table.
I have to tell you, I don't know if this floor is concrete or wood. It's not great, is what I'm trying to say. It's not a great floor, you know, so yeah, but she's so good. Oh my goodness.
Thank you. You know, I have to say, I love puppies. I'm so glad I didn't get a puppy. It would have been a lot managing because she and Bandit are having a slower time getting acquainted.
Yeah, okay. Well,
which is fine. They are making progress.
Okay. How old is Bandit?
Bandit's going to be 10 in March.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, what did you do to me here?
And I'm telling you, it's the TREAT thing. He's doing the math.
Exactly.
And he's like, there's one box and now we have two dogs. And he doesn't realize
we keep refilling the canister.
No, he doesn't realize that. He's like, there's going to be a shortage and I'm not happy.
Yeah, between that and the WALKs, I took them each on one today.
Okay.
So she went first, then he went and got to sniff where she'd been. And of course, mark it as his.
Oh, of course he did.
And then I took her out and showed her those spots.
Okay.
So she knows.
Okay.
That he's... Great. I mean, he is the alpha.
Right.
I doubt she'll be the alpha in their relationship.
No, she seems too, like, sure of herself that she doesn't need that.
Yeah.
She doesn't need that.
She's pretty good. I did put the bed closer. She's still laying very near your feet, which is so cute.
I just think it's so cute because it's under the table, and she's adorable.
Thank you.
We'll have to post a picture. Is that okay?
Of course.
Yeah.
I only already have a million.
I know. Do you have one? Is there a picture?
I think I have like 40 since Saturday when she came home with me. And she does have her own Instagram account.
Of course.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah.
As it should be.
So, you know, you can, I'll try to remember to add it to the show notes, but if I forget, you can find it, go to my Instagram account, which is linked from this Magical Life podcast Instagram account. And then hers is linked from mine. So you can kind of travel through.
Yeah.
And I'll probably do a post and tag this Magical Life.
Yeah.
From
good.
Her so that,
good.
You know.
Yeah. So that people know because she's a doll and I
Thank
feel
you.
Like you're so, yeah, you're so cute. I just feel like we're like in like the presence of the queen a little bit. Like, and I know that like the math doesn't count. Like, I don't think she's the reincarnation of the queen. I'm not going that far, but I feel like there's some like queen power
there. Yeah. She is the right type of corgi.
Yeah.
Although I think the queen had just the tan ones and she's tricolor.
Yeah. But
she is a Pembrokeshire corgi. It was funny. Somebody asked me that they said, how come Victoria doesn't have a corgi since she loves the queen so much? And I said, I don't know. Maybe she was just waiting to meet Trixie and hang out with her.
Maybe that's it. And so, maybe because, you know, my husband will die if I bring home another dog. And, you know, first he'll kill me, then he'll die.
Because that works.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I think corgis are so cute. I just used to love when, like, the queen would be, like, walking and there'd be, like, eight of them around her.
And she, like, doesn't trip.
No, she doesn't.
It's amazing.
Trip. They don't. They listen to her. Like, I love it. You know.
Yes.
And did you see at her funeral that two of her corgis were there?
I did. I did.
And I say it like we were at the funeral. You know, only because I saw it on the news. Two of them were there, and they actually live with her daughter-in-law, but maybe they're not married anymore, but Sarah Ferguson, I guess is her name. I don't think that she's married anymore into the family, but that's who they live with. Isn't that so cute?
Adorable.
So, absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely adorable.
Yeah. So I feel like we have, like, the queen.
We
like,
do.
The presence of the queen a little bit.
Queen Trixie.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So that's big. That is big weekend news.
You had a good weekend. Yeah. I mean, well, Sunday, all we did was play, and we watched... So one of my processes as I get ready to write a Heroes of Sherwood book is I rewatch all of the BBC Robin Hood series. It just gets me in the mood.
Perfect.
So we binge watched a lot of that.
Oh, that's nice.
And I think she watches TV sometimes. Like, she was actually staring up at it, engaging with it.
Okay.
Now she's on the bed.
Oh, I love that.
So, yeah, she's a good little girl. And, you know, we've been going out a lot because I'm not really sure what her schedule is yet.
Yeah.
And I don't want her to have too many accidents in the house.
Yeah.
But she did come housebroken.
So that's nice.
It is.
That's very nice because that's one of the hardest things to figure out with the dogs, you know, like.
So it's like really the only thing we have to do is get her and Bandit acclimated to each other.
Yeah.
And it's like I can focus all of my energy on that with them.
Yeah.
Which is really, really nice because, you know, I'm not diverted into cleaning up, dealing with the dog, you know, worrying about her being around my nephew, et cetera. So she's just like a little dream.
Yeah. No, she's a cutie pie.
Thank you.
Hi, cutie pie. No, she's really cute, and I think that she's a great dog.
Thank you. I think so, too.
And I love the tricolorness.
Oh, me too.
Did I know if they came tricolor? Maybe I did. You know, the ones that the queen has that are darker or had, I guess, are dorgies, because they're dachshund corgi mixes, which they're, of course, adorable. And you know, I have a soft spot for dachshunds, too.
Of course. Any sausagey dog. It has little stumpy legs. It's cute.
Super cute.
Thank you.
I wonder how she'll be like at bath time. I bet pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not sure. She had a bath the morning that we had met her.
Right.
On Saturday.
She's her owner bathed her.
The only thing that reportedly she does not like, and this is not uncommon, I feel like, for many dogs, is the clipping of the toenails.
Oh.
So I will take her to a professional to do that.
Yeah.
She does now have pet insurance, and she has her first appointment with our vet next week.
That's great.
Yeah, so she's on her way.
That's great. I was going to say, hence the tippy-tap noise of Wednesday, because I can't bring her anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I could. Long story, but I won't go into it. And to do it myself, she gets really, like, not only does she get upset, but, like, she looks upset.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. So I'm not doing it. And so whenever she walks, it sounds like we have tap dancers going across the floor. But I love that noise.
Yeah. No, it's a cute noise. We also have one of those petty paws.
Okay.
Which grinds down the nail.
Yep.
But I feel like the noise can sometimes be scary.
The noise can be scary. Okay. Well, you know what? I think she's perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think she's perfect.
She's a little dream.
I think so, too.
She's a little dream on four stumpy legs. Are you Trixie?
Yeah. I love it. So what are we talking about today?
We are talking
besides Trixie.
We're talking about the waning moon.
The waning moon.
I have to say, every time I hear the word waning, I think of raining.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And it's been raining so much lately that it's like the raining moon.
Right. No, you're right. You know, the waning moon is the last of our four-part series.
It is. Because next week we're taking off for Imbolc and your birthday.
Exactly. It's my birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Victoria.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm not going to sing on the podcast, as I said.
We've already established that.
There'll be no
rule, right?
Podcasting.
No, the waning moon is, you know, it's really weird, though, because since it's been so cloudy and rainy, I haven't seen the moon either in, like,
Where's she
along
been?
Along with everybody else. I know it's there. But, like, you keep thinking that it's going to show up, like, somewhere in the sky. Like, you know, because during the night I'll get up, like, to, like, use the loo or go get a drink of water. And I'm like, I'll check the window. Like, let me look. Nothing. Like, it's been so cloudy that you don't even see, like, that little bit of light coming through. It's very sad.
I agree. I miss her.
I miss her, too.
And I like a good cloudy day. It's a nice day to read or binge Robin Hood with your new dog.
Right. Right. All those things. I agree. I love it, but...
But enough now.
Yeah, enough.
We need a break.
So we haven't seen the moon. So now it's going to be really strange that when we see it, it's going to be in the waning...
It might already be dark by the time...
You're right.
It's not cloudy.
But it's kind of, you know, it's a little bit of a letdown.
I know.
I like being able to see the full moon at least.
Yeah.
You know, at least once.
Yeah.
And usually, like, the app will say, like, I use, like, this moon app, you know, and it will say, like, cloud coverage for most of the evening, but you should have visibility by, like, 10 p.m. or 1 a.m.
What is this
or something.
App?
This app on my phone. Where's my phone? I think it's called, no, it's not the one that you have.
No, because mine definitely does not tell me what time to go look at the moon.
Yeah, it's that's called... Awesome. Wait, I'm going to tell you guys. I'm so sorry.
No, that's
okay. I should have this, like, all prepared.
I sprung this on you.
It's totally fine. It's just called Moon Phase.
Okay.
My Moon Phase. And so it will say, like, mostly cloudy sky. Best time to view the sky clearly is after 4 a.m. Some of the times are a little crazy. Like, I'm probably not going to get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
But, you know, and by 4... I mean... Oh, no, she's not setting until 9:06 a.m. I was going to say by 4 a.m. she might be like, but yeah, I kind of love this.
That's
and
awesome.
I love that it tells me, but like it hasn't even been saying that like during the full moon. It's just like cloudy skies.
You got no hope.
Weep yourself to sleep. But, you know, I know that I said it on last week's episode that like the waning portion of the moon always seems really quick. Now it's going to seem even quicker, but it always seems super quick to me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all of a sudden we're at the new moon again. But I know that it's not. I, you know, and I actually was watching it on my app that, like, you know, the moon, I think it just said that the moon was rising. Yeah, the moon was rising at 8:56
okay.
tonight, okay? So that's almost 9 p.m. So probably by, like, let's see here what it says. Yeah, tomorrow's 10 p.m., 11 p.m. on Wednesday. So, yeah, you don't really get to see, like, the moon a lot because...
Yeah, she's going to be switching her schedule up.
Right, right.
When we're
so,
all
like,
asleep.
That, you know, so I think that that's probably every full moon that happens. So, that being said, I miss her. And I'm now really missing this waning phase because I was really going to start to pay, like, a lot of attention since we were speaking about it so much. Like, what's going on in my life? What am I doing? Like, let me go get glimpses of the moon, like, during the night. Like, kind of trying to remind myself. So I'm hoping within the next couple of days the clouds clear up a little bit. It does say after 4 a.m. I have to tell you, like, once, like, 4 a.m. comes, I'm not really waking up till, you know, till my body wants to at, like, 11 a.m.
So, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, by that point, I'm not really waking up.
Well, and also, you get up at that time, and now, as a household, once again, with multiple dogs,
mm-hmm.
they're all going to wake up.
Yeah.
And think it's time to start the day.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's, yeah, there's that. So, I am super, super excited to finally get to see her in the sky again, hopefully soon, fingers crossed. But the waning moon, what is the waning moon all about? Because now we're getting dark, we're going from full to back to getting darker and darker each day.
Yeah.
We're going to the new moon. So again, we're letting go of things. We're getting rid of things that don't serve us. Where maybe some of our things that we set for the new moon, we're realizing really are not serving us. And we're just going to get rid of them. We're not going to do them, you know, or we're going to fine tweak them.
Yeah.
Fine tweak.
Fine tune?
Yeah, fine tune.
Or tweak.
Yeah, it could
or
be tweak.
Or fine tweak.
Fine tweak. I'm going to say the whole thing. I'm like, wait a second, it doesn't
fine
sound right.
Tune.
So I kept thinking I was saying tweak wrong, but no, it's
no, you're
saying
good.
Is fine tune. And I think I hear Truffles next
yes,
door.
Yes, Truffles is trying to reach
Truffles
out
is the
Trixie.
Dog next door.
Trixie, where'd you go, girl? Oh, you're over there. You're such a little ninja. Yeah, so the waning moon is when we're shedding the things that we decided at the full moon we can shed mm-hmm. to help ourselves. And sometimes that's a process. It takes time. You know, it's not like at the full moon you decided, okay, I've got this shadow. I no longer want to be a shadow in my life, so I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. It takes work to work through it. Mm-hmm. And the waning moon is a really good time to do that, I feel like.
We're doing the work during the waning moon.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also a good time. So from a writing standpoint, it's mm-hmm. I love to edit during the waning moon.
Really?
Make those cuts.
Okay.
Cut stuff out.
Okay.
And I love, like, when it's the waxing moon to the full moon, my drafting, I can put down like 5 to 10,000 words in a day if I really want to.
Okay.
I don't always really want to.
Okay.
You know, those are the days when if I know what I'm going to write, I can sit down, set a timer for 15 minutes and get 1,000 words on the page. They're not gold, mind you, but they're there.
Okay.
And, you know, then like come the waning moon, I can still write, mm-hmm. but it's when I'm starting to shape it mm-hmm. more. Right. So like that's my slower writing when it might take me an hour to write 500 words.
Okay.
Because I'm writing them more carefully. And like mm-hmm. I can always tell those sections when I go and edit later. I'm like, oh, here's where I was actually paying attention to what I was doing as opposed to just flying.
Okay.
So with that said, I would imagine in other creative outlets, it can be much the same. You know, mm-hmm. when the moon is building up, it's like a frenzy of creativity and just go, go, go. And then when it's waning, it's like, let me stand back and look at this painting before I apply even the tiniest speck of color to
right.
the canvas. So it's like those fine touches, that fine tuning, that fine tweak tuning moment.
The tune tweaking.
Exactly. How about you?
You know, now again, because I don't see the waning moon all the time, it's like I don't remember what I'm doing at that point.
I understand.
I don't know why that is. But so that's why I was like, okay, this moon cycle, I'm really going to pay attention. Because probably whatever I do, I've done in other moon cycles.
Yeah.
Right? So one thing that I noticed that I've been doing is I'm all about going through like the paperwork and recycling and getting
great.
Rid of things. And, you know, so I've been handling like this whole probate thing with my mom. And so I find that like I'm really the past couple days I've been really like moving on it
nice.
Because I want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So like, I know it sounds kind of weird because like I'm working really hard on it, but like I'm working hard so I could just like get rid of it.
I totally understand.
You know?
I totally understand.
And, yeah. And that was one of the things like during this moon cycle that when I, at the new moon, I was like, okay, this is the stuff I got to work on this year. And it also helped that, you know, it was the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, this is the year, like this has been going on long enough, you know, kind of thing. So, I kind of knew what I wanted to do, but like, so I'm thinking, and I'm wondering if during the other new moons, if I'm always, cleaning or not clean, but like organizing, I'm going to say organizing really. And I think so. Like I do notice that, you know, there is a specific time that I feel very energized. You know, normally, like, when I leave work, like everybody else, I just kind of want to go home and, like, sit and eat dinner. I've been going home and, like, doing this stuff first.
Yeah.
And then...
I should eat something,
you know? Yeah. And so I think that this is probably, like, the norm for me.
Okay.
But I never quite knew because I never paid that much attention.
It's amazing what happens when we pay attention, right?
Really? No, seriously, you're right, yeah. And so, yeah, this has been a really good waning moon so far for me. I'm, you know, the full moon was great because I really thought about the things I had to, like, exactly what I had to do. And, you know, I was doing a lot of road mapping. And then I was like, you know what, now I got to do it. Like, I just have to, like, do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally understand.
Yeah.
Literally the morning after the full moon, I got up and did my taxes. They're not completely done because I'm waiting mm-hmm. on one more form.
Mm-hmm.
They have till the end of January to give me, et
yep.
cetera. But like, other than putting that form, the information is in because
mm-hmm.
I've kept track. But like, other than just uploading that form, they're done. And it really was like, it was like a switch that went off. Like in my head, it was kind of like, all right, it's January. I should be starting my taxes. So mm-hmm. it doesn't end up being April. And then I'm like, you know, hurrying because I don't like that.
Right.
And then it was like the full moon happened, and the next morning I woke up and I said, I'm going to do my taxes before I even start my work for the day. Like, that's what I'm starting with.
Yep.
So I think that there's definitely that I'm going to get things off my plate that I know I have to do that I don't really want to do during the waning moon. It's a good opportunity for that, I think.
Okay. You know, what I noticed too is that when I set my intention, I was very broad with it. You know, like just saying, like, I'm going to handle all this by the end of the year. Okay, but like I really needed to like put it down. Like, well, what do I need to do first? And I really am feeling that. What would be a good word for pressure? Because I don't want to say pressure because that sounds like bad to me. Okay. You know, so a good word, the good word for pressure, I'm feeling a little bit of the good word.
Drive.
I feel like a religious person. The good word.
Drive.
Okay. I'm the drive is there. Like I'm like, you know, I'm being driven. I don't know, like to get rid of like this first section of stuff that I have to do so that at the next new moon I can be like, okay, now this is the next step.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to like do it that way. Cause I think that, sometimes like we talked about all the time, we just set like these broad intentions and we're like, I'm going to do this. And then I'm like, wait a second. Like, this involves so much work.
Happen.
So, I'm doing this and I have to tell you though, I'm getting a huge amount of help from my husband.
Oh, good. Yay, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. And our friend Joe.
You're also getting a telescope.
Yes. Don't forget the telescope. I didn't even mention it with like the cloudy sky. I could have been like, it could have been such a great segue. It's cloudy. If I had a telescope, I wouldn't see anything, but then maybe.
But I can see those clouds up close.
Exactly. Anyway.
I could make Lizzie really big.
So I'm getting like a lot of huge help from Tom, which I so appreciate, because I got to tell you, some of this stuff, I think they purposely make it confusing.
I'm sure they do.
You know, between like the IRS and the probate court and everybody else who's involved who you think is doing stuff, but they're not.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of just feel like, okay, I wish that there was a book. There probably is a book. And if there is, it's probably like 47,000 pages. But like, and so I'm not going to read it because it's going to be boring. But I wish
that you've already gone through a lot of this.
Exactly. I wish that there was a nice, like almost like an after school movie. Do you remember the after school movie?
Yeah.
If there was like an hour long movie of like, so somebody died.
That's so complicated. It's not like it was in the Middle Ages where you just had to pay a fee or give them an animal to your lord.
Right. You right. Know? Yeah. No. Absolutely. So I need an after school movie
or an animal payment.
You could or make. An animal payment.
Because then you wouldn't want to give the animal. Usually, it's like a cow or a goat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe
unless it's someone who really wasn't important, that could be a chicken.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't have any of those, and I'm probably not going to give one of my dogs.
No.
Even on their worst day.
Yeah. And,
So that's my whole waning moon story for this month.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's yeah, I kind of so, like it, and
yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just I feel like I'm very busy.
Yeah.
Like even today, I was late coming in because I was like doing what I call my mom job. And I was like, wait a second. Okay, we have to really reel some of this stuff in and have a plan. And, you know, and I usually am not very planned. I'm trying it this year. Okay. I usually fly a little bit by the seat of my pants. I'm like, yeah, let's do this now. But I don't want to do that. I'm being more organized and I'm really trying. So the Kudos. Mom job took a lot this morning.
Well, it's different now. You own a business.
Yes.
You kind of have no choice but to be organized if you want it to be successful.
Exactly.
So that you know what's going on with it. If you fly by the seat of your pants here, you know, you won't know if it's doing well.
Exactly. And the funny thing was when I was getting all the paperwork out last night, I had put a bunch of stuff for the business in this three-ring notebook for 2021, and so that I had it for taxes. And I was just going to nicely pull it out and be like, here, Tom, here, like, okay, so like I know I should be doing my taxes myself or talking to somebody, but instead I was just gonna be like, here, Tom, the taxes, you know, because he handles all that stuff.
Yeah.
So and I dropped the notebook and it like the rings opened, and you know, and I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I just did that, because you know, then I was like, wait a second, it's not like I put hours of work into it. And then when I picked up the papers, I was like, what is this organization method that I was using for it? I was like. So that's another thing that I'm doing on this waning moon so that I'm, you know, so that I could hand it to Tom. That's so bad. But, yeah, I don't understand the IRS and I don't understand taxes. And I think that there's a certain point in your life that you've reached a certain age, and you're like, you know, I'm never going to learn it. And why should I bother now?
Yeah.
I've gone this many
I'm just going to do my best. If someone's got a problem, we'll work it out.
Yeah, like, I've always, in the past, handed things to Tom. So let's just continue. Don't fix a system that is not broken.
Exactly.
That's the message of this podcast.
No, I hear you. Like, doing mine the other day, I wanted to tell them that I stopped doing work under my LLC, but it wasn't an option for that. Every other thing had, did you stop doing this? That one did not. Maybe TurboTax already knows I closed it. I don't know. So I just ignored it and moved on.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I might get an angry letter from the IRS, but...
You might, but you know what? Like, or you might get a letter that just says, fine. Yeah. Like, whatever you wrote, fine.
Who knows?
Yeah. So, I think that I like the waning moon more than I thought that I liked it. I know that sounds kind of weird because it's all just the moon. But for the moon phases, I actually thought it was my least favorite.
Okay.
Mostly because she's going away.
Yeah.
But I don't know now. Now I have to rethink the moon phases.
So here's a couple things about the waning moon that excite me.
Okay.
I know that the new moon is coming, and I love the new moon.
Yeah.
Because
new moon is awesome.
There's nothing I love more than setting a new intention.
Okay.
To me, that's very exciting because there's a lot of promise to it. It's like starting to write a new book. Mm-hmm. It's a blank page. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. Granted, I've got a plan in mind, but you know, things could go differently.
Okay.
And to me, that's very exciting. So I love the new moon, and when the moon is waning, it's like, oh, it's almost here. It's like waiting for Christmas, you know, when you're a little kid.
Okay.
If you celebrate at Christmas, or you know, insert other holiday here that you're excited for. And so I like it for that reason. Also, I tend to not do magic during the waning moon. Not necessarily on purpose. I just tend not to. And it kind of like, it's like a restorative period. So it's like, I tend to do a lot of my magic from the new moon to the full moon. And it's like, I take a couple weeks off and like by the new moon, I'm like, yeah, time for magic again.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking now? And I don't think, I mean, I love the new moon ritual. And, you know, there's a full moon ritual. And I like that, too. I love the new moon one more. I don't know. It's just, I guess because it just seems like there's so much hope and,
exactly,
like, promise.
Exactly, that blank page.
But and now I'm trying to think. And, like, I may be on, like, that same page. And I'm not doing a lot with my magical life during this period.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I won't do magic. Mm-hmm. If something comes up, that's different. But there's not a whole lot that I'm planning. Because it's more just, like... Usually the first 2 weeks of the lunar cycle, from the new to the full moon, I'm building the magic up and taking action. And then the second part is like, all right, where do I need to change my mundane actions to make this intention work better?
Okay.
And it's like that's where I point a lot of my focus.
Okay.
So I tend to just not do... I still try and meditate, you know, and like connect with the universe and stuff. But I'm not actively usually doing magic at that time.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that until I started tracking my activities in accordance with the lunar cycle.
Okay.
And it was just like, oh, I'm not. And that's okay. And it's something I wanted to mention on this episode because, you know, we've talked before about, like, you don't have to do magic around the clock.
No, you don't.
There are some people who do it every day, and that's beautiful.
And that's wonderful.
Week, and that's also wonderful. But if that's not you, if you need to take a couple weeks off, that's totally fine. I mean, I live in a tiny space. So for me to do magic, I have to like clear things off of a space and like put them somewhere else and like make room for a magical altar. My everyday altar, I wouldn't do magic on it because I like to light a candle and there are velvet curtains right above it. And I have
that's
an image
a
of a
idea.
Conflagration.
No,
exactly.
That's not a good idea.
No. So it's like I have to actually do some kind of preparation, unless I'm here, because it's a lot easier to just light a candle here.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But because I have that slanted ceiling, there's only like one place where I can light a candle on surface, because the rest of that wall is bookshelves. So it's like, I'm not going to light a candle on my bookshelves. I'm not insane. Because I don't want the books to light on fire. But, you know, it's just I tend to not do a lot of magic at that time.
Okay. I'm trying to think, and now, of course, like when I'm thinking about this moon cycle, but we're also in the shop. I've been doing a lot of magic in the shop. We did a spell yesterday. You know, I was doing spells on Friday night and Thursday night, and so, you know, maybe I just do more here because I just feel more... there's not a lot of mundane in the shop.
No.
I have to tell you
true.
That. Like, the way that... the business part is set up, it's not so bad. Like, there's not a lot of it. So I get to do most of the fun stuff. Because, again, I have a Tom. So,
yay, Tom.
Exactly. I could be like, Tom, this is the boring part. And he'll be like, okay, you know. So I get to do all the fun stuff. So maybe that's it, because I'm constantly just doing all, like, the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really have any mundane in here. So maybe that I feel more, like, more, let's do magic here all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. Okay. That's interesting. I'm going to watch it for the next couple of moon phases and see what I find. I think I'm going to chart it.
I think that's it's always a fun exercise to see how the moons impact what actions or inactions you want to participate in. And then also, I would say, pay attention to the sign the moon is in.
Okay.
I almost never do magic when the moon is in Virgo, because that's when my anxiety kicks up. It's been a lot less lately.
Okay.
But, like, that's when I tend to feel most tense. And I know the magic's not going to work that well anyway. Okay. So it's like, why waste the candle?
Okay.
So when the moon's in Virgo, I almost never do any magic.
Really? Okay.
Even when it's a new moon in Virgo, and I love the new moon.
Right.
A lot of times I'll just do, like, journaling and stuff. Like, I still set aside time.
Okay.
But I won't actively do a spell most of the time. Unless I'm in a group.
Okay. I was just going to say, I don't, when I chart my things in my journal and everything, I don't really look, I don't bring in a lot of astrology.
Yeah.
Only because it's not something that I know right off the top of my head. So, but I'm trying to learn more about it. So maybe that's what I should do this year. I should just bring it in, because I bet that would help with the learning process too.
It, like, definitely, you know, will. That's how I learned what the signs started to mean, was bringing them into my lunar practices. Mm-hmm. It's that, what's called habit stacking.
Okay.
Where you're already doing one thing and it's a habit.
Right.
And then you bring another element into it, and it makes it easier for your brain to.
So I got a stack.
You got stacks. Only if you want to.
I'm gonna. Okay. No, I do want to.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna, because I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, there's things that you hear sometimes and you're like, oh my God, I should do that. And this is one of those.
And I think it takes about a year
to
catch the moon in every phase and every sign.
Right, okay.
Right, so she's moving through a sign roughly every 2.5 days. It's like 2.57 days or something like that, or 2.53, some kind of odd decimal. But because she's also changing her phase, you know, there's only one new moon in each sign, only one full moon, unless you have a blue moon.
Right.
But, like, you know, it usually takes about a year to catch her in every phase and every sign.
Right. Okay.
And that's a really, really good way to start to amp up your astrological knowledge.
Yeah, I think that would probably help. You know, I have to apply some of the stuff that I'm reading.
Yeah.
Because that's how I learn the most. Yeah. I have to apply.
And you've got the moonology decks, so use those as a resource, you know. So if the moon is new in Scorpio, pull out the card for that. Use the card as a visual. Read what it says in the book. Now, that doesn't have the waning and the waxing in the signs, but by learning what it's like, even if you're just tracking the new and full in each sign, you're going to start to understand how the zodiac works and the patterns within it, because it's very pattern driven.
Yeah, makes total sense. I don't know why I never thought of this, so, you know, but
maybe you were just waiting for this moment.
Thank you for the great idea.
Yeah, you're welcome. I learned it from Fiona Duncan, so full credit goes to her there.
Okay.
I'm going to pull out an oracle deck. Sorry for the sound, everybody. When I came in with Trixie, I kind of just dumped all my stuff in one spot, and I did not unpack anything.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens. What deck is this?
This is The Whispering Woods, Enchanting Secrets from the Forest by Jessica Lay.
Mm-hmm.
And this deck is the one I got on our latest shopping expedition.
Oh, I love this box. It's like this, it's kind of like the picture. Now, not that anybody's going to know this, but what I see when I start, like, a meditation that I'm going through the forest. Now, again, nobody knows what that looks like. So it just looks like woods on both sides and, like, a little path and, like, fog.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that that's fog. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's
fog, not. Mist.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Okay. So here we go. Forbearance. Do not be deterred by the thorn amidst the roses.
Oh, wow. What a good waning moon card.
That's an excellent card for the waning moon.
Yeah, because
that is so excellent.
Yeah, it's all just kind of like, all right, things may not be going your way, or the way you thought they would go, I should say. That doesn't mean that they're not going to happen. I want to use getting Trixie as an example, because I got her during the waning moon.
You did?
Yeah. It had just started to wane. In fact, the full moon was officially over the day I got her. And, you know, I was at a point where I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even think I can get a dog right now. Like, first of all, they're so expensive to adopt, and I understand why. But I was like, I just don't think it's in the cards right now. Mm-hmm. And I was devastated because I love dogs and I've been looking, you know, we said goodbye to our Pomeranian 2 years ago. And I finally felt like my heart was ready to take this journey again.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while.
It does, especially when they're really special dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just don't know. And I happened to get a card reading from our own Anastasia, the tarot mm-hmm. hottie. And she pulled up a card and she was like, you're going to get this pet. And it's going to come to you in an unexpected way. All right. So then one morning, I woke up and Trixie had been posted on Adopt-A-Pet, which is a private adoption dog. Just someone looking to rehome their dog for reasons that are valid and good reasons and sad to me, but good. I'm not going to reveal them because it's someone else's story.
Right.
But, you know, they had posted her 9 hours previously and I was just like, I need to apply for this dog. And I was like, but I also have to, I'm about to go somewhere or have a call for work. I don't remember which. I was like, I don't have a lot of time. So I clicked the app, and most dog apps had been taking like over an hour because they're very in-depth.
Yes, yes.
This one took 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because it didn't ask the same questions, mm-hmm. right? And that's fine because we talked about it, you know, over email and face-to-face later. But they wrote back and they said, would you like to meet her? And I said, yeah. So we set up the date and I went thinking like, I'm just going to meet her. If I really like her, maybe I'll ask about picking her up on another day. So she and Bandit aren't riding home together, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And I can like go get stuff for her and prepare for her. And we got there and I was like, I want to take her home today right now.
That's so sweet.
It is. And I looked at my mom and I was just like, should we take her home today? And we were both like, yeah, let's take her home. So she came home with us and, you know, it didn't go the way that I thought it would. I thought I was going to foster to adopt. I thought I was going to go through a rescue. And she is still a rescue. She's an adoption. Mm-hmm. But she didn't come to me the way I thought she would. And I thought also that I'd be getting a Pomeranian, not a Corgi, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I didn't think I could swing getting a Corgi.
Right.
So, you know, she totally was a surprise in so many ways.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
And so, she's a good surprise.
She's an excellent surprise. Best surprise
ever.
She's
good.
And so this card of forbearance of just, you know, keeping at it, staying patient, you know, not letting the bumps in the road get you. There were some applications that came through. You know, I had applied to and they called back or whatever. That it was just like, something about this is just not the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then with her, everything just seemed like the right fit.
Yeah.
Like, this is the dog that's meant
sometimes
to come to me.
Sometimes it's just, yeah, exactly. When it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah. So that's how I feel about her. And she came during the waning moon. So that's a really good card.
Excellent.
For waning moon energy.
Excellent. Good deck.
Good deck. Yeah. Thank you.
They're open.
They are. It's true. We love them all.
We do.
We're addicts.
We are.
Of hard decks.
Yes, we totally are.
And sometimes Reese's.
We are.
Oh man. But yeah, do what you got to do during the waning moon. You know, use the energy. Don't feel pressured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you feel drive, that's one thing, but don't let yourself feel pressured.
Right.
I like that distinction of one being more right. positive than
right.
the other.
Right. I just, whenever I use the word pressure for myself, I'm like, that sounds bad. You know,
yeah.
that sounds like, you know,
like
I don't like doing
Bowie.
It or yeah, exactly. But you know, sometimes there's good pressure and you know, you're putting it on yourself for a good reason.
Yeah.
And I like that kind drive, your drive. I like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We got to do, you know, you're a witch if. Do you have any in mind?
No.
Okay.
I had one and I totally forgot it.
You know, you're a witch if you adopt a dog, and part of her gotcha day remembrance is knowing what moon phase you got her in.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Good one.
Thanks. Thanks. Have a good week, everybody. We're going to take next week off, remember, for Imbolc. Enjoy the celebration. You can go back to last year and listen to our descriptions of what we do for Imbolc.
Happy Imbolc.
Happy Imbolc. And happy birthday, Victoria.
Thank you.
Everyone go on Instagram and wish her a happy birthday.
Thank you. Stay magical, everybody. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.